स्वरूपस्य
कृपा गुरुदेव हांगकांग
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण तन्न नाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जिहाम पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदुः तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानते त्वयैवास्मि विज्ञायतम् First of all, my so many dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master and Srila Bhakti Vedan Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and same in the lotus feet of Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami 的莲花主呢吼自以无限的顶拜吉祥呢圣 Bhakti Vedanta Swami Pad 的莲花主呢顶拜
About some more than 5,000 years ago, in India, on the bank of Gomti River, 88,000 rishis were there, assembled there. And they were discussing each other. Now Iron Joe, that is Kali Yuga is coming. Oh, at that time, so many religions like Sunyavadi, they will tell that world has come from nothing. The world is nothing. And in the world, in the end, world will be nothing. And the ladies will give up their chastity. In day to day they will give up their husbands and change their husbands. Men also will give up their religion. They will also give up their wives. Then son will not tell that who is my father. In this way, this Iron Yuga is coming, Kali Yuga is coming. The age of the Kali Yuga persons will be very short. And what they will do, for good it will be bad. Oh Suta Goswami, you are disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. We have read Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, Puran and everything from He. You know. So we are asking you how our soul will be happy. Please tell us.
那么在五千多年前，在印度哈，在恒河的岸边，大概有八万哈八千个呢圣哲在那里齐聚一堂，并且呢互相讨论哈即将呢卡利年代的来临。那么当时的话呢，有孙涅瓦底哈这些呢就虚无主义者这些宗教，那么他们说哈世界是来自于虚无，也最终归于虚无。那么他们女人呢放弃了贞洁哈这种最美好的品质，因此呢哈他们随便的抛弃丈夫，男人呢也放弃宗教，也放弃自己的妻子、儿子呢，甚至呢分不出谁是我的父亲。因此，卡利年代的来临，那么呢这时候呢，苏塔勾沙米是苏卡德瓦勾沙米的门徒。那么当时那些齐聚一堂的圣哲就向他询问，我们怎样哈才能够呢，就是说什么是我们的终极目标等等哈这些命题的。
You know that.In this world, what to tell men and women, even all the living beings, they want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. To be happy, nowadays, scientists have done so many wonderful.Invention. You know that transportation by aeroplane in an hour we can go one place to another place. Also, you can see what the president of China or Russia or America boasts.Is what he is speaking, you can see his picture and see what he is doing. Scientists have done so marvelous things that if your heart is somewhat defected, another heart they can add. If he has something wrong, they can change your this also. Why? To be happy. They have invented atom bombs, nitrogen bombs. You know that America put a bomb in Japan and whole Hiroshima was finished. Why? That I will finish others, my enemies, and I will be happy. So now America is fearing from all.You cannot go inter America easily. So many banks. So, also China has developed his science. He has made so many bombs and everything. Now he is very, very powerful. It seems that he will be more powerful than America also. But,None is happy. Anyone cannot check this old age, coming old age. You must be old. And one day you will have him. To give up all your body this. Not a single farthing you can take from this world. Like donkeys you are dying hard labor.But what purpose we do? This is not the process of being happy. So, we should think how our soul will be happy, not this body. For body, we take alcohol. What did I say? Alcohol. We take meat, eggs,So many things. bad thing. But still we are not happy. We should think that we are not this body. One day it will be old and give up. And give up this body. Not a single farthing you can take from this world. Empty handed you will have to go. So the rishis are thinking how a soul can be happy.
在这个世界，无论是男女的话都追求快乐，那么其他生物体也一样的想得到快乐，不想受苦。那么科学家现在有很多的发明，像飞机，我们现在运输工具，然后一个小时就能够很快到达另外一个地点。像中国，俄罗斯和美国，那么的互相之间的语言都能够经过科技的一个协助的话，互相能够沟通。那么科学家也能够通过这个心脏手术，来弥补一些心脏方面的疾病以及更换器官等这方面的一些问题。那么他们也发明了一些致命性的武器，像原子弹。那么我们知道美国在40年代曾经向日本广岛投放了原子弹，导致了千万人的丧生。所以以这种毁灭别人作为快乐的代价。那么这就是现在物资界的这种所谓快乐。 那么中国现在也发展了它的科技，甚至日益变得强大，甚至有一日能超过美国。但是没有人能够快乐，老年会来的，终有一日我们要放弃这个世界，连一根毛发也不能够带走。所以这不是快乐的真正程序。我们怎样才能够灵魂怎样才能够快乐？那么为了身体的快乐，我们去喝酒吃肉，但是我们永远不会快乐。 我们不应该想着自己是个身体，因为我们最终毫毛不能够带走。Hearing
this question, Sut Goswami became very happy. And he remembered the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev Sukadev Goswami. And began to tell. स्वयं पुंसान परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति रधोक्खजे अहेतु कव्यभिता जब भक्ति पुरुषो।
那么针对圣者们的询问的话，苏他勾双米非常的喜悦了，所以他冥想了Krishna甜美的逍遥时光，并且顶拜他的灵性导师苏他勾双米，然后说出了下面的引述的经文。
स्वयं पुंसान परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति रधो खजे अहेतु कव्यभिता जब भक्ति पुरुषो। ओ सर्टेनली द हाईएस्ट क्लास ऑफ रिलीजन ऑफ होल एंटिटी लिविंग एंटिटी एस्पेशली फॉर मैन एंड वुमेन टू सर्व अधोक्खज विष्णु अधोक्खज तत्व विच कैनॉट बी रियलाइज बाय सेंसेस व्हाट इज दैट कंटिन्यूअस लाइक स्ट्रीम ऑफ हनी एंड विदाउट एनी कॉज वर्ल्डली कॉज नो वर्ल्डली डिजायर. This is the highest class of religion of the whole world. Parallel slok, Srila Rupa Goswami has told, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmatyana Abhitam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Bhutam.
So explain very 那么这个经典引述的是圣典薄伽瓦坛里面其中一个师节了。他说肯定的 众生最高的宗教呢，尤其是对人类而言最高的宗教，是对哈自尊主的这个呢莲花主的服务。那么这种服务呢，不能够被呢感官物质感官所触碰，而且是呢没有物质缘由哈，没有混杂世俗欲望，毫不中断的哈这种呢这种服务。那么这也被称为呢是最高的宗教。
So they speak in a very simple language that all men and gentlemen understand. No. Yes. That assembly, others, Saunak and others were also more expert in Sutta.
Yes.
But he was like a historian speaker. So they told, and also he has heard from Sukadeva Goswami. That is, otherwise, so many rishis were more superior than
Sutta Goswami.
Yes.
那么刚才哈呢，是Paramahamsa就讲到了哈，这。
You were telling that devotees don't do yoga. Yeah, this is not bhakti. But at the same time, you were telling we have to do some karma, otherwise we cannot survive. Yeah, in this world, we have to do some work to earn for our family. So if a devotee does yoga to earn some money, and he does like that, and he engages that money in Krishna service, is this against Uttama Bhakti, or is this okay?
So, 刚才呢，Srila Prajnaprabhu 呢也提到了哈一个问题的，就是说在呢是。Dhammadhammaji 的讲经里面他提到的哈，就是奉献者呢有时候也从事一些呢哈这个果报活动，包括维系家庭哈挣钱的等等，那么这算不算这种类型的东西在掺杂在里面算不算呢哈纯粹的奉献服务呢？
In this world nothing is perfect.
那么Dhammadhammaji 解释到了哈，在这个世界没有东西是完美的。
Yeah, but anyhow there may be so many faults but we have to maintain our lives.
因此呢有很多过失，但是我们要维系自己。
And use that wealth in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava.
然后用这种哈挣来的钱哈财富的话来服务呢 Hari Guru 和 Vaishnava.
But if a devotee thinks I will open a butcher shop and I will maintain my life by opening a butcher shop, this will not be good.
但是呢哈，如果一个奉献者说呢哈要开一个屠宰场哈，以这种方式呢挣钱呢维系的话呢，那么这是不利的哈。
Then Sutta Goswami continued.To speak. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janate Asu Parajam Jnanam Cha Jaduhai. If this Uttama Bhakti is done properly, then very soon Vairagya.Detachment from this world will come, and also all kinds of tattva gyan will come by this bhakti yoga, because he will hear all these things from a bona fide Vaishnava or guru. This is bhakti yoga, so he will know all kinds of tattva, Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, and everything.And he must be detached from worldly things like house, wife, children, and everything. All his attachment will go to Krishna. Whatever we should do to please Krishna only. You are eating, why eating? To please Krishna.That if I will eat, after that I will have some power and then I will do bhajan. So everything should be done to please Krishna. This is bhakti yoga. But even we are doing bhakti yoga, but we have no taste in hearing Hari Katha from any Uttam Adhikari orMore superior than us. He is telling Hari Katha. But we have no interest, no taste. Then it means that his bhakti is not pure. After some time, he will give up bhakti yoga. And he will be engaged in karma and the other things. So, we should have very much taste for hearing Harikatha from superiors. And then, Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattam Jaja Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdate Yu.
那么紧接着的话呢，舒特勾沙米就解释了哦，如果呢无吞巴提啊这种纯最高的奉献服务，如果能够恰当的执行的话呢，那么很快的弃绝这个物质界哈这种的东西的话呢，品质呢会来的。那么呢，关于呢各种的塔特巴吉安哈各种的知识哈这种真理的话呢也会来的。那么像。 纯正的灵性导师那里去聆听各种命题，包括呢像Jiva Tattva哈关于灵魂的知识，Maya Tattva啊关于呢假象世界的知识 ，Krishna Tattva 哈关于 Krishna 的真理的话呢，那么聆听这些东西的话呢，你就自动的哈放弃呢尘世间那些东西的，像这些妻儿子女等等，而转向呢依附 Krishna。那么我们做的所有活动呢，都只为了取悦 Krishna。那么为了 Krishna 哈，我们吃东西这样子的话，我们有精力哈才能够呢哈执行服务。 所以尽管我们从事呢，但是现在呢，尽管我们从事奉献服务，我们
That is Krishna. Only it can give happiness. Nothing else. And this bhakti yoga is very easy. Like Muslim brothers, not so many times. Up and down and so many things. Like others, only Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram,
Hare Hare. If you are working, if you are walking, if you are cooking, at any time, you can chant it. No expense, nothing. In daytime, night time, in morning time, if even you are sick or anything, even you are not pure, you can chant this name. So Sukta Goswami is telling that we should hear the glorification of Supreme Lord Krishna. We should meditate him and we should glorify his qualities and everything, good activities. This is bhakti yoga. By this we can be happy, not by another, any means you cannot be happy.
那么Sutta Goswami的话呢，就给出了结论性的东西的。那么如果任何人想得到快乐， 那么必须追随呢 Bhakti Yoga 哈，奉爱瑜伽这个程序，也就是对至尊主 Krishna 的这个奉献服务，因为只有这样才能够带来快乐，没有其他方法。那么以这种程序，而这个程序的话呢是非常容易的，没有其像其他瑜伽那样哈，你要呢做不同的哈瑜伽动作哈等等的，只是呢哈唱诵圣名，无论你是走路哈煮饭，任何时间都可唱诵，白天黑夜没有念珠哈也可唱诵。 所以的话，这种奉献服务呢，也包括呢哈，唱诵、冥想以及荣耀哈至尊主。那么由此的话呢，我们才能得到快乐。
I think that we are telling, discussing in very easy language that you can understand, and I think that you are understanding what we are speaking. If not, you can ask. You may have questions and we will answer.
那我觉得我们是用的非常简洁的语言来解释这些命题的。我知道这应该是能够明白的。如果大家不明白的话，可以提问。
Gaur Pramanande
Hari Gaur